This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren from ProBlogger, and I'd like to welcome you to episode 109, where today I'm going to talk to you about personal blogging. You can find today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/109.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So this week I had a great question come in from Dorothy K from dorothyk.com.au, who wrote, "I'd love you to talk about the usefulness or value of personal blogging. There's been a fair bit of discussion about this lately on a few blogs, and I'd love your thoughts." It is a great question, and if you're in Australia, you may have seen some of the discussion. I think most of the discussion that Dorothy is talking about relates to some Australian bloggers who are writing about this particular topic. I think it may have even been started by Stacey Roberts, who is the editor of ProBlogger. And I'll include some of the links to some of this discussion in today's show notes. But I did want to tackle this question because I think it's one that is relevant to a lot of people. In fact, I regularly get it when I'm at a conference and do a Q&A's. People like, you know, should you have a personal blog as well as a niche-focused blog? I actually think, and this may surprise some people who argue strongly for just having a niche-focused blog, I actually think a personal blog is a good thing. And I'd almost argue, I'm not sure if I would go quite to this extent, but I'd almost argue that everyone should at one point or another have a personal blog. And I want to give you 15 reasons for having one, 15 things that I think you can benefit from having a personal blog. Let's just define what a personal blog is here. This is a blog where you just write about anything and everything. And it may be something that you do on a WordPress blog, or you might want to use a Medium blog or a Tumblr blog or a Blogspot blog. It doesn't really matter what the platform is. A personal blog is where you kind of mix things up a bit and you write from the heart maybe a little bit more, or just things that are interesting to you. Now, turns out that most bloggers I talk to start this way. They start with a personal blog, and I think that's some of the reasons I'm going to give kind of tap into that. So that's what a personal blog is, as opposed to a more niche-focused blog. And this is what I guess increasingly we are seeing people start with a niche or a particular audience in mind. And they're starting with the intent perhaps of monetizing or building a business around that niche sort of focused blog. Whilst most personal blogs at least start out with no real intent of monetizing. If I think back to 2002 when I first started blogging, I think it was November 2002, don't remember the exact date, but it was a personal blog. I was writing about spirituality, the work I was doing as a minister in a church and a youth worker. I was writing about the movies I was seeing. I was writing about politics from time to time, what I was watching on television, the movies I was seeing, what it was like to live in Australia, all kinds of bits and pieces. Some of it was humorous, some of it was serious, some of it was long, some of it was short. It was whatever was going on in my mind. And it was almost like what we use Twitter for today. Sometimes I was publishing four or five times a day. It was just short little, this is what I'm thinking right now type stuff. So anyway, that's where I started. Let's get into the 15 reasons. And I'm going to whip through these. This is not a long podcast. At least I'm not intending it to be. So first one is I think personal blogging is great because it gives you an avenue just to express yourself. And really, that's why I started my first blog. I saw other people pretty much verbalizing what was going on inside their minds. They were getting the words out and expressing themselves. And I think that's a healthy thing for all of us, particularly us guys. Many times us guys, we hold those things in, although I don't think that's just a male thing. A lot of my male friends struggle with that one. So I think verbalizing is a good thing. Expressing yourself. Number one, express yourself. Sounds like a Madonna song. Number two, it's a great way to record your life. And this is another thing that I started doing. I was involved in starting a new church back in 2002, and I wanted to record that journey and record my experience of being in that. Now, unfortunately, that blog is no longer live because I know some of you are going to go, I want to read that blog. It's no longer there. But a personal blog is just a great way to record your life. Now, there's a whole heap of ways that we do this these days. Facebook's one way that I think a lot of people are doing this, but a blog might be one way to do that as well. Record the life of your family and you know, your move to a different country or whatever it is that you're going through at the moment. That's number two. Number three is, I think a personal blog is just the perfect way to see if you like blogging. A lot of people have these dreams of, you know, becoming a full-time blogger or building a business around a blog, but they don't really know what they're going to talk about. They don't know if they're going to enjoy it. Well, why not just jump on one of those free blogging tools? You don't even have to have your own domain. I know some people are going to think that's the worst thing I could ever say, but just see if you like blogging and start writing. You're going to learn a whole heap. I think you're going to work out pretty quick whether you're suited to blogging, whether you can do it, whether you enjoy it, and whether it gives you life. So that's number three, to see if you like it. Number four, and if you are thinking down the track one day you want to be a full-time blogger, then number four is about getting used to the idea of putting yourself out there. And I think this is really important. If you do see yourself one day as being a full-time blogger, you need to get used to that idea. You know, you are publishing content every day. You're putting your ideas out there. And that takes some getting used to, because people are going to respond to those ideas. And sometimes there's fear associated with that, and sometimes there's insecurities. And so a personal blog can be a really great way of getting used to that idea of putting yourself out there on a regular basis.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Okay, number five is to learn about the technology of blogging. I kind of hinted at this one a couple ago, but I think by starting a blog, you're going to learn how to blog. You're going to become familiar with the idea of, you know, hitting publish on a post, of formatting your posts, of, you know, getting a title together, of inserting an image and that type of thing. And these are all good skills that are really good to learn if you want to start another blog, but they're also just good skills to learn if you want to get a job somewhere one day. To be able to say that you're familiar with WordPress or you're familiar with blogging is going to be another thing that you can add to your resume. Number six is to experiment with different topics and to test different ideas and niches and categories and that type of thing. I think this is really useful if you're thinking of starting a blog, a niche-focused blog, but you're not quite sure which topic to go with. And this is really what I learned when I had my first blog. My first blog had like 30 different categories at one stage, and I was writing about blogging, and I was writing about photography, and I was writing about politics, and I was writing about spirituality, and I was writing about all these different things, and I realized over time that by writing a whole heap of different things, that some of those topics really energized me, and I wanted to write more on them, and I also realized that some of those topics were really connecting with my readers and that they wanted more content on that. And that unlocked the idea for Pro Blogger and Digital Photography School and some of the other blogs that I've started over the years. So if you're one of those people who has a multi-passionate kind of view and you like fashion, but you also like travel and you also like food and you're not quite sure which one to do a blog on or whether to do all three, you can test those things with a blog. Number seven is to try different writing styles and voices. And again, this is something that's just so easy to do on a personal blog because there's no expectation there from your readers that they're going to get anything, because you write about anything and everything. And you can also write in different styles. You can try different voices. You can try writing in a character or in third person or whatever it is. You can write long posts and short posts. And again, this will help you to reveal what your style is, but also what people respond well to. Connected to this is number eight. By having a personal blog, you're going to improve your writing. And this is a great skill to have, whether you end up being a blogger or not. To be able to communicate through the written word is really important. It's also going to help you to think about how you communicate. So more broadly, it will help you to order your thoughts and to learn to express yourself. And I found that even just starting blogging helped me in my public speaking, and it has a whole heap of flow-on effects as well. So number eight is to improve your writing. Number nine reason why you might want to have a personal blog is that I found that it will help you to improve your thinking. And this is kind of related to what I was just talking about, but, you know, by being forced every day to put words to your thoughts, you become more thoughtful. And you begin to learn to order your thoughts and to take your ideas to a conclusion rather than just go, that's interesting. You are forcing yourself by writing about topics to maybe look from different perspectives, to order your thoughts and to, you know, come up with a conclusion and come up with your own ideas as well. So it will help you to improve your thinking. I think it's just great for brain development as well. So number 10 is it's going to open up potentially opportunities to connect with other people. It might help you to find friends, a relationship, a partner, who knows what it could open up. And there's been so many stories. Every time we run the ProBlogger event here in Australia, I just love those squeals of delight when one attendee meets another attendee for the first time in real life, because they've connected through their blogs and they've journeyed with each other and they've become friends online, and then they actually meet and become friends in real life as well. So it does open up the potential for you to connect with really interesting people, and a global connection as well. That's what I loved when I first started blogging, that I was suddenly interacting with people in Europe and in America and through Asia and different parts of Africa who all were on a similar journey to me, who had a similar mix of interests to me. And I found that just wonderful, very refreshing. So number 10 was to help you to connect with other people. Number 11 is to help you to develop discipline, habits, structure in your life. This one I found really useful. I've talked about my personality type before. On the Myers-Briggs measure, I am an INFP. I've talked about my introversion, which is the I in the past, but one of my other characteristics in my personality is a P. And the P part of that is that I'm pretty much all over the place. I don't have a whole heap of structure naturally in my life. I'm maybe not the most disciplined person. I'm pretty spontaneous, like to go with the flow. And whilst I like being that type of person, I know that sometimes I need some structure. And you know, when I started blogging for the first time back in 2002, it gave me a rhythm to my day. And look, that rhythm has changed over the years. I publish at different times. I do the different things at different times now. But, you know, back in 2002, when I first started, I identified, you know, time every morning that I would write. And by creating that time every morning that I would write, I actually developed a rhythm. I developed a habit. I developed discipline. And I learned to stick at things. And I learned to meet deadlines. And I learned to, I guess, the joy of having some structure in your life as well. And so if you're someone who needs structure in your life, then maybe a blog will help you to do that.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Number 12 is to help you to see life differently. This is a bit of a hard one to explain, but one of the things I noticed when I started blogging on my first personal blog is that because I was writing about the things of my life and I was writing about the things that were going on in my brain and that I was experiencing, I suddenly started to look at my life a little bit more intentionally. I started to look at it a little bit more differently because I knew that it was an opportunity to write something. This is one of those things that is tricky to explain, but I guess I just began to notice more things as well because I was on the lookout for things I could write about. I started to notice those little things that happen to us every day that we maybe just let float by. But by observing them, by living in the moment of them and capturing them in some way, I began to notice those little things. I guess I became a bit more mindful. And I know mindfulness is a big buzzword for the last few years, but I think by blogging it helped me to pause and to celebrate those little moments and to notice those little things and to see those patterns. And that was just a good thing for me and probably good for my mental health and good for just the way I saw life. Number 13, maybe is tied to that one a little bit, is I think by having a personal blog, you discover what's meaningful to you as well. And I don't know, there's something about writing and expressing your thoughts and analyzing those thoughts and putting stuff out there where it kind of helps you to filter it. And I remember many times starting to write a blog post and then just going, I can't publish this. This is just fluff. It's just not really meaningful to me. I don't really believe in this. And then the other times I started writing on a particular topic that I was kind of interested in. And by the end of the blog post, I was just like really passionate about it. And I think those are little signals to yourself about things that are meaningful. And you know, you discover your why perhaps a little by expressing ideas and expressing your beliefs and putting ideas out there. It gives you an opportunity to test things, I guess, and to you know, find out really what drives you, and that's important. And on the flip side of that, I think it also helps you to do something that's meaningful to other people. And, you know, a lot of people say that a niche blog serves people, and you know, a niche blog is useful. You know, you've got a blog about photography, you're helping people to learn how to do photography, that's useful. But sometimes I think a personal blog can be really useful to people too. Even if you're just chatting, even if you're just observing life, that can be useful to people because it helps them to see life a little bit differently too, to hear a different perspective, to understand a different person's journey and story. And that, I think, is good for everyone. It's good for our world. The more people who are sharing their life and what they think and what they do, I reckon that's just a good thing for humanity. And so number 14 for me is to serve, inspire, give hope, teach, encourage others. You know, a blog need not stick to a single topic to do that. Your personal blogging can be incredibly useful without it necessarily solving a particular problem, or teaching a particular thing or breaking news in some way. You don't have to stay on a particular topic to be useful. Just share your journey. That might just inspire someone. That might just give someone hope. That might just teach someone a lesson that they need to know. And so it's not just a niche blog that can be useful. If anyone tells you that it is, then I don't believe in that. I saw many times in me rambling through my own thoughts on my first personal blog, telling a story that didn't have a point, or telling a story that I hadn't realized the point yet. Sometimes those posts actually had the biggest impact upon people because they were real and they encouraged other people to take those sort of journeys as well. The other last thing I'll say about having a personal blog is that it's a great place to let off steam, to talk about passions, to record what you're learning on topics that don't relate to your professional blog. And there's been times where I have started a personal blog because there was stuff going on in my life I just needed to get out, and they didn't relate to my niche blogs, and so I just had to get them out. And some of those personal blogs I had live for a little while, and some of them I just did personally and just told a few friends about them as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
They're the reasons I reckon that a personal blog's a good thing. I'm sure you could come up with a whole heap more. I'd love to hear about them in the comments of the show notes. But I thought I'd also kind of talk about, from the flip side, you know, why do people say that personal blogs are sometimes not recommended? And I've heard blogging experts say, don't have a personal blog, have a niche blog. And I kind of wanted to kind of tackle that a little bit too. I think the reason that many of us talk a lot about niche blogging, and I've talked a lot about it over the years too. I've talked about how I think it is useful to try and define what your blog is about. Most times I've talked about that, I guess I'm talking about it from a monetization perspective, and I think it's not impossible to monetize a personal blog, but I think it is a bit tougher to monetize a purely personal blog. It's not impossible. There are examples out there, and I can think of a few, but most blogs that monetize well have some kind of focus to them. So if you want to monetize with advertising, most advertisers are looking to advertise on a blog that either explores a certain topic or industry or niche, or that has a certain demographic. And that's where there is an opportunity, I think, with a personal blog. If you have a personal blog that's going to appeal to a certain type of person, I think that type of personal blog may monetize. One obvious example of this is Heather Armstrong, who blogs at Deuce, or did blog at Deuce. She's kind of going through a bit of a transition at the moment. For many years, she had that personal blog, and it was largely about her life. She wrote on a whole range of topics, whatever took her fancy, I guess, from day to day. Many of her posts were quite personal, and she managed to build an audience through doing that. But most of her audience were women and probably at a similar life stage to her. And so it became an appealing blog for advertisers to advertise on. So if you're wanting to monetize through advertising, you may want to think about, okay, yes, I'm going to write on a personal nature, but I'm going to write stuff that appeals to a certain type of person. And some personal bloggers do that intentionally. They say, I'm going to write for women, or I'm going to write for men. Or some bloggers just naturally do that because they're a woman or they're a man and they're a certain age. They might attract a certain audience similar to them. I think there are other income streams that could work on a personal blog. You know, sponsored posts, advertising is certainly one. Some affiliate products, some affiliate promotions, maybe your own products if you start to write a lot about a certain topic. But I think maybe advertising might be the best way to go. But it's not an easy journey. I think a niche focus is going to maybe accelerate that, although there are plenty of examples as well. Most people that I know who make a living from personal blogs tend to either write for that demographic, or they tend to end up specializing. And this is, I guess, the other thing. I've seen a number of personal bloggers start out writing about anything and everything, and then they realize that certain categories in their blog are the thing that they're most passionate about and the things that people are responding to. And so they end up kind of morphing into a sort of a semi-niche blog. So I can think of a few personal bloggers who started writing about everything and their life and a struggle with, you know, health and depression and parenting and travel and food and style. And then they realize that it's the food and style stuff that seem to appeal. And so they kind of tend to gravitate more towards that. So I've seen bloggers kind of move in that way as well. Two last things I'll say. Firstly, there's no rules in blogging. I don't think anyone should ever say that the only way to blog is like this. The only way to blog is a niche blog, or the only way to blog is a personal. You need to do what you need to do. If someone tells you you have to have a niche, then there may be some good reason that they're saying that. There may be even some elements of truth in that and some benefits of following their advice. But there's so many more reasons to start a blog than just to monetize and just to become an expert in a field and to get a book deal and all of those types of things. There's many ways to start a blog, and there's many ways to use it. And the last thing I'll say is that blogs evolve. You might start your blogging on a personal blog, but it may morph into something else. Or you may start even as a professional blog and a niche blog and then morph that into something more personal, into something broader as well. So there's no real rules to it. Don't let anyone force you into any particular type of blog. Blog on. Just blog on. Follow your heart a little bit. Yes, take notice of the advice that people give you, but ultimately it's up to you. You need to make that decision. You need to set the direction for your own blog. And I encourage you to kind of keep grappling with all this stuff if it's something that is a bit of a grapple for you. If you've got any questions, any examples of blogs that you think do this stuff really well, any extra reasons that you would add for having a personal blog, I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to see your personal blogs if you're willing to share them in the comments over at problogger.com/podcast/109, where you'll find today's show notes. And you'll also find some links to some great Aussie bloggers who are grappling with this stuff in their own writing as well. Thanks to those bloggers who have been sharing their journey. And if you're one that I've missed, feel free to add a link in today's show notes as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat with you in a couple of days' time in episode 110.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger, or search ProBlogger on iTunes.